Welcome to Drive Time GP, a podcast exclusively for healthcare professionals. Hot Flushes, a journey through vasomotor symptoms mini-series. Part 4, putting it into practice. Which menopause patients may consider non-hormonal treatment?
Hormone therapy with estrogen alone or a combination of estrogen and progesterone has been found to be the most effective treatment for vasomotor symptoms, VMS, of menopause. However, menopausal hormone therapy, MHT, is not appropriate for every woman due to underlying medical conditions or risk factors, or indeed a preference not to take hormones. Despite the significant disruption that menopause symptoms cause to their lives, only 10% of those with bothersome symptoms use MHT. For the 90% who cannot or choose not to take hormones due to medical conditions or preferences, well-tolerated and effective non-hormonal therapy for the relief of VMS is crucial. In this fourth episode of our VMS series, Ginny Mansberg shares her insight about particular groups of women who may benefit from exploring non-hormonal alternatives to MHT in treating VMS. Welcome, Ginny. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
So, Ginny, let's start with women who are actually contraindicated to MHT. There's common misconception out there among practitioners that there are perhaps more contraindications than there actually are. For example, let's take the example of Sarah. Sarah's struggling with night sweats, increasingly frequent hot flushes that are making her uncomfortable at work. She actually had a VTE when she was younger. So some practitioners think she's not a candidate for MHT. Can you remind us of the actual contraindications for MHT and approximately how many women are contraindicated?
Very few, including Sarah. So I would say that Sarah, if she had an unprovoked VTE when she was younger, that might be a little bit of a cause for concern. But if she had been on a plane and she'd been on the contraceptive pill, for example, we would not consider that a contraindication to MHT. So let me just go through it. If you look at the Australasian Menopause Society's menopause toolkit, they've got a few, and it's a current VTE. You have one at the moment. You have an estrogen-dependent breast cancer, you have severe liver disease, not the deranged LFTs that we see with somebody with a fatty liver. You have undiagnosed vaginal bleeding. We do need to rule out endometrial cancer, or uncontrolled vascular disease. That's not somebody who's got well-controlled hypertension. That is uncontrolled vascular disease. And I would say that a first unprovoked VTE is definitely not a contraindication. We do know that patients who have a migraine with aura, those unprovoked VTEs, we don't like them having oral estrogen because of that first pass metabolism in the liver. There are a number of prothrombotic metabolites, and so they can be offered transdermal estrogen. No problem, it doesn't increase our vascular risk or risk of thrombotic events. Hormone-sensitive cancers, obviously, it's a really big concern. But having a breast cancer risk, for example, you know, my grandmother had breast cancer, my sister had breast cancer, is not a contraindication. I think we do need to acknowledge that combination estrogen and progesterone, MHT, does confer a slightly increased risk long-term of breast cancer, particularly with longer use. So, in other words, there are very few women who do have an absolute contraindication to MHT.
So, Ginny, we've just heard from you that there aren't that many women in whom MHT is contraindicated. But in those where it is contraindicated, would you consider using the non-hormonal therapy fezolinetant, which actually has been available in Australia since April 2024? What's your experience of using it in that group of women?
Oh, it's been really good, actually. I think we have had a number of off-label medications, but the advent of a specific medication for the vasomotor symptoms that are related to menopause has been a bit of a game changer. So what you'll see is at least you can offer women a choice, which is really important. They need to know what all of their options are, and then they can choose to take fezolinetant. It is a single daily dose. It is quite convenient. It has really very few side effects. So it has a lot to offer. And I think having that in our armamentarium of things to offer to women has been really incredible for me as a practitioner.
And just share your experience, Ginny, in prescribing fezolinetant.
in the trials that patients were seeing benefits within a week, my patients often describe within 2 days cessation of their vasomotor symptoms. And because the side effect profile is so well tolerated and because it's so convenient just to take a single tablet every single day, the satisfaction is high and the patients ceasing and, you know, not coming back for a script, I think is sitting at zero in my patient cohort. So I'm finding enormous success from it, and I'm very excited to see other patients use this, other women being offered this treatment and seeing if it can make a huge contribution.
Jenny, what about the patients who are nervous or hesitant? So let's take Mia, for example. She's worried about drawing attention at work because of her frequent sweating episodes. She's really exhausted due to the night sweats interrupting her sleep, and she feels like she's unable to take care of her family. She's really hesitant to take MHT because of her family's history of breast cancer. So that can be quite a common situation. Can you tell us about other conditions where we might need to take caution and probably touch on that family history as well?
I think you must have been sitting in my surgery for the past few months. I see patients like Mia all the time, and there is concern about the link between menopause hormone therapy and breast cancer. And it's really a hangover from the Women's Health Initiative. When a patient has a concern, my coming in over the top of them and going, no, you've got nothing to worry about, I don't want to listen to you, you're just being silly, is not the way to engender trust, and it's not the way to actually get the optimum outcomes for the patient. So we need to really validate her concerns. And we do need to acknowledge that there is an increased risk of breast cancer from long-term use of MHT. So what we want to do is to validate those concerns and then come to her with a range of options that she can choose to take in order to alleviate what are some really nasty symptoms. I mean, this woman is being affected at work. It's affecting her family life. It's affecting her ability to sleep. We know over time that will raise issues around mental health. So we want to make sure that we have an evidence-based range of options to present her with so that she can make a really good choice for her life going forward.
There are some patients also, Ginny, with the best will in the world, they're just intolerant to that MHT. So let's look at Emily. She's been taking MHT and found it really effective in reducing VMS, but she's actually had to stop it due to severe headaches. She's really upset about the return of her VMS symptoms and the significant impact it's having both on her work and her personal life. So would fezolinetant be an option here?
Oh, absolutely. And again, we need to listen to her, validate the concerns she brings. Not everything is in the textbook. So I find a lot of intolerance to progesterone with a lot of anxiety and or depression. Progesterone's not always that well tolerated. There is often breakthrough bleeding, unscheduled bleeding and breast tenderness, particularly in the early stages. So it's really good to counsel women before you start them on MHT to say you might encounter this for the first few months. Headache is not uncommon. Nausea is not uncommon. There are people also for whom MHT does not work to reduce their symptoms, particularly women who are larger. Obesity does seem to really clip the wings of MHT's ability to really help women. In that group of women for whom vasomotor symptoms are their biggest concern, we do have other options for them. And that is the really great news. Increasingly, with the advent of fezolinetant being available in Australia, that is something that I'm suggesting as the first choice in a buffet of options for my patients. And many of them find really significant relief. I think we do need to acknowledge that menopause is not just about hot flushes. There are many other symptoms as well. Having said all of which, Snea, I've been really fascinated that so many of my patients have come back in, and once their vasomotor symptoms are completely alleviated and they're now sleeping, they are not wanting to drink as much. They are not yelling at their kids as much. Their mood is improving. Now, I would not attribute that at all to the fezolinetant, but I am attributing that to the fact that vasomotor symptoms are awful and they really take a huge toll on women's lives. And if we can get rid of them, it's amazing how many dominoes fall that have also been barriers to her having a meaningful midlife.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's all about quality of life when we're managing menopause. So there are women who may be eligible to take MHT, but just don't want to take hormones, you know, no matter how bad their symptoms are. So, for example, let's take Jane. She's been experiencing night sweats that frequently disrupt her sleep and make it really difficult for her to stay focused at work. She's also frustrated at how frequently the hot flushes are interfering with her everyday activities. She's researched treatment options for VMS, and she's not willing to take or even consider hormone therapy. How common is this still in your practice, and how might you approach it?
I think we need to be respectful of our patients' choices, and unless they're doing something, frankly, dangerous for themselves, we need to be really careful that we don't appear to be judgmental or harsh. But with those people, we can say we have a range of options for you, one of which is treating it with medication. Listen, out of the 75 to 80% of women who do report getting vasomotor symptoms, only one in three of them reports them being moderate to severe. There are women who have vasomotor symptoms that are not severe, and they might choose not to take anything. That's a totally reasonable decision to make. Our role as clinicians is just to assist our patients, to inform them about the things that are out there and the benefits and the risks of the things that are out there, and to help them make a decision for themselves about their bodies. And fezolinetant would be a really good option for someone like Jane. I think you can be a little bit of a frog in a pot and not get how bad things are when you are having hot flush after hot flush. You haven't slept through the night in years. You will start to get really snappy. That's just what happens. And it can be amazing how alleviating those vasomotor symptoms can just change everything. And they hadn't even realised how bad things were.
Ginny, thanks so much for talking about the types of patients who might want to consider a non-hormonal treatment such as fezolinetant. Could you just summarise the key messages that you want the GPs listening to this episode to take away from today's discussion?
So I think we need to acknowledge that severe vasomotor symptoms are really distressing for women. And as clinicians, we need to listen to their stories, validate what they're experiencing, and then offer them a range of evidence-based treatments, talk about the pros and the cons, and make sure that we are tailoring our treatment options for their individual needs, their life circumstances, their medical history, and their tolerance of various side effects. We know that fezolinetant, which is neurokinin-3 receptor antagonist, is reasonably effective at reducing vasomotor symptoms with a very good tolerability and side effect profile, which is quite reassuring. I think, Snay, what we can really say is women's health has just taken this enormous leap forward recently. And I think the idea around women's empowerment and shared decision making is a really big part of that. And I think also having more evidence-based treatments like fezolinetant that is specifically formulated for the vasomotor symptoms of the menopause is a huge leap forward for us as clinicians, as having an extra tool to offer women and also for women themselves.
Ginny, thank you so much. You've been insightful and sharing your wisdom as ever. So it's been great today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please note the following PBS information for Veozah, fezolinetant. This product is not listed on the PBS. Before prescribing, please review the Veozah product information. Product information is available from Astellas Pharma Australia Proprietary Limited by calling 1800 751 755 or accessible online via the TGA website or www.astellas.com/au/products. The substantiating references can be obtained from the Drivetime Radio website. This interview was supported by Astellas Pharma Australia Proprietary Limited and produced in April 2025. The views expressed are those of the individual speakers and may not represent those of the supporting organisation or Drivetime Radio Australia Proprietary Limited.